A second measure that zooarchaeologists employ that corrects some of these problems is the minimum number of individuals, or MNI. This is the least number of individuals that could account for a sample based on the most abundant element. So given the same hypothetical example, you would see that the left femur is the most abundant element. A single deer can only have one left femur, so how many deer would it take to produce this sample? The MNI of deer in this case is 3. MNI gives greater importance to smaller species. It's potentially problematic in giving too much importance to the number of individuals of these smaller species. For example, if I have an MNI of 7 for squirrels and 1 for buffalo, do we conclude that squirrels contributed more to the diet? I wouldn't think so.